From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. A new study shows one of California's biggest sources of fresh water is in peril. KQED science reporter Molly Samuel tells us researchers say the snowpack in the Sierra Nevada could shrink significantly in the years to come.
In some of the most stark projections yet, the study by Stanford climate scientist Noah Diffenbaugh suggests that over the rest of this century, we'll see a dramatic decline in what's often called California's frozen reservoir.
If emissions and population continue to increase as they have, then we see that the western United States experiences up to 80% of years with snow accumulation below the late 20th century minimum.
And what's there, he says, will be melting faster and sooner. That would wreak havoc with the state's carefully balanced water supply. If the melt comes too early, there could be flooding and then not enough water to go around once the dry season hits. California gets about a third of its water from snow in the Sierra. I'm Molly Samuel, KQED News.
We could learn tomorrow who will represent San Francisco's District 7 after an extremely close race. According to the Chronicle, the top two candidates are only 20 votes apart. So far, Norman Yee, president of San Francisco's school board, is ahead of labor leader F.X. Crowley. District 7 runs from Twin Peaks to the San Francisco Zoo. It was the only district up for grabs this time that did not have an incumbent in the race, since Supervisor Sean Ellsburn was termed out of office. Veterans studying at San Francisco State now have a new place to connect on campus, addressing the unique challenges of shifting from military life to student life. On Friday, the university opened the Vets Corner, a space to socialize, connect, study, and find volunteer opportunities. Student John Sanza was a sergeant leading a four-man special forces group before coming to SF State. He says it can get lonely being surrounded by civilian students who cannot relate to his military experience.
I wouldn't be able to share like what I've been through, you know. I wouldn't be able to speak my mind and, you know, with others because they wouldn't understand. And just being here, it almost feels like home again for us, so.
More than 770 veterans and their dependents are enrolled at SF State. The new Vets Corner is on the first floor of Burke Hall. Access to Google's websites remains spotty in China after that country's communist government restricted access ahead of a major party meeting. Back on Friday, Chinese internet regulators shut down connections to a number of the Mountain View-based company's websites. A number of websites used by Chinese dissidents have been blocked or monitored over the years. YouTube, which Google owns, has been blocked there since 2009. Google's Chinese offices are based in Hong Kong, which has different free speech rules. Get ready for some tasty California crab as the commercial season opens this week on the Central Coast. According to the Press Democrat, fishermen are not expecting another record-breaking catch like what they had for the last 2 years. Last year's catch broke a record that has stood for a century. Fishermen will start setting their crab pots on Wednesday morning in hopes of pulling them up on Thursday, but they're also negotiating a sales price with buyers, possibly one uniform price across the Bay Area's ports. If they cannot agree on a price, the season might start later. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Thanks, Joshua. Support for KQED News comes from Presidio Graduate School, MBAs and MPAs in Sustainable Management, presidiograduateschool.org.